Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 91 for June 26, 2006. USB Sushi. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Retail Careers at T-Mobile. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And now, get ready for Dick. It's a new week, and it's time for a new gadget. And let's see, in the last couple of Mondays, Dick has done, you can't have it, you will never have it. I can only imagine what he's got for this week. Dick DiBartolo. Hello, Dick.
How you doing? Yeah, this is sort of, we're running out of you can have it.
Okay.
But we, I spoke to our friends at Dynamism, and they sent me some samples of, this is very bizarre, you can see it at dynamism.com, USB Sushi. And Leo, the company that does it in Japan is called Solid Alliance. And my guess is that they are either the very same people that makes the fake sushi. You know, Japanese restaurants always have fakes in the window.
Right.
Although, you know, when you took me to lunch, they actually took the stuff out of the window.
Yeah, and served us, yes.
And served us, I know.
Delicious. Oh, boy.
I mean, this is, I guess you buy these as a conversation piece because they're wildly expensive. Each piece of sushi is $99.
And how much memory do you get?
256 megabytes.
Oh, yeah, that's outrageous.
Of memory.
That would used to be a good price.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And then you also run the risk of having these on your desk and the cleaning lady coming in at night and going, what is this? Oh, my God. If he comes in tomorrow and eats this, he'll die. Let me just help him out and throw this away. And then if you really want to freak people out, they did not have a sample of this to send me, but there's some pretty good pictures on their website, is the spaghetti USB extension cable. I know.
Now we're really mixing metaphors.
Yes, we really are. However, it's a big bowl of spaghetti with a little USB cable that you plug into your computer. The fork is twisted with spaghetti, but at the end of that twist of spaghetti is a place for you to stick a USB drive. And the only one that sort of looks natural in there is if you stick in the shrimp. Because then it looks like you're eating
a little piece of shrimp, a little plate of spaghetti.
And some pasta. Exactly.
Where's the garlic bread USB hub? That's what I want.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, and the pasta platter is $269.
You're clearly paying for the high quality fabrication of a fake plate of pasta.
Absolutely. And then they do have one other very funny thing. If I had $99, I would buy it. Is a thumb drive that looks exactly like a human thumb.
Oh, a real thumb.
A real thumb. That's kind of funny when you say, hey, have you seen my thumb drive? and you pull that guy out.
I think it's kind funny. So this is obviously a Japanese, this is clearly a Japanese sense of humor in Japanese.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and it's good for a laugh. And if you have money if you have an executive where money's no object, you're embezzling money and you
it's
don't
a Bill
know
Gaines
do
gift.
It.
That's what it is.
Yeah. It's a what?
A Bill Gaines gift.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He wouldn't
no, Bill.
One.
No, with Bill Gaines, the object was to give each other the worst conceivable gift possible. And when Bill got married, I went to one of these they're called odd lot stores, you know, where they get stuff that was made and no one wanted.
They have in fact, you can get that online now with like Overstock.com.
Oh, okay. Yes, exactly. Right. Although Overstock, it tends to be
actually real stuff, huh?
Real stuff that's no longer made.
Right.
Well, I found
odd lots. I love that.
I found a clock that was a huge clock, made a unicorn made out of gold plastic. And in the middle of the unicorn's stomach was this big clock. Inside the clock were fake flowers. Oh, and the hands going around had butterflies on them. This was awful. Atrocious. And as I was buying it, I was standing in line, and I said to my friend, this is going to make one hell of a gift. And the lady behind me, who I didn't even know, said, please tell me you're not giving that as a present. When you have strangers in a store telling you, please don't give something as a present. And so
You know you're onto something.
Exactly. And I made up a big certificate that it was the history of I called it the history of Das Ticken Tocken. And that it was estimated that this timepiece was developed somewhere between 1498 and last Tuesday. And then we had this whole bizarre history of that.
Now, here's the real question. Did he throw it out or did he actually put it up in his wall?
No. He didn't put it up in his wall. He had it in the Mad office.
Yeah, perfect.
And when he passed on, Annie Gaines, his wife, gave it back to me.
Okay, I've been trying to get rid of this for years. It's yours.
Yeah, exactly. I have it prominently displayed behind a filing cabinet in my office.
They're ticking talking.
I know. And it's very funny because they've taken that, the ticking talking document, and they're holding it up at MAD for sometime when I need a quickie piece in MAD.
Oh, yeah.
They're just going to run it in the magazine. So, anyway.
So if for some reason you can't get a piece out some month, you've always got the ticking talking.
My ticking talking document ready to go. Ready to go. And as an evergreen piece.
And we are ready to go right now, as a matter of fact.
We are, as we zoom toward our
100th
podcast.
Yes, amazing.
It is amazing.
It is amazing. We have 2 weeks to go for our 100th podcast. And you know who's been with us for a full 20 of them?
Who?
The good folks at Retail Careers at T-Mobile. Who else?
Ooh.
Find your calling at T-Mobile if you're looking for a great job this summer or any time. A career at T-Mobile is a great idea. The stores especially. You get to play with new gadgets, all the greatest phones. Meet wonderful people, and the commissions are excellent. For more information, visit them online. Retail Careers at T-Mobile is at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And as the tickin' talkin' fades slowly into the sunset, we bid a fond farewell to our good friend, Nick DiBartolo, and we will see you next time.
I'll be here.